Big Red Bench. Game on. Saturday and Sunday from 6 p.m.
Mark, coming up to Munster final, I said to Ben O'Connor already, it's where you want to be as a management team. For the players, a huge occasion lies in store. It's Limerick all over again, but it'll be back here at Super Valley Park, Equiva with a full house. How are preparations going?
Yeah, they're going well, thank God. Just getting the bodies right after the Clare game and after a tough round robin. But like you said, it's where you want to be, especially as a player down here, in the middle of summer, playing in front of a massive crowd here in Park Equiva, sellout crowd, so it's where you want to be.
You've already experienced the atmosphere here many times before, but last weekend against Clare, like, it was really special. You got the job done, but the crowd, and when that goal went in from Brian Hayes, the roar, I mean, you'd be looking for more of the same, and hopefully the public will come out, as you know they will, and get behind you.
Of course, like, there's no better place to play than Park Equiva in a full house. We're so lucky that we've probably, I don't know, countless times now we're playing in front of full houses here. It's unbelievable. And to hear that roar when a goal goes in, it's just special. Like, so hopefully more of the same. That's the plan anyway the next day.
A huge honour for you. To be named as vice captain, huge honour for your family, huge honour for Blarney GAA Club, and with Dara injured, no step forward for the media for captain. But in all your years involved with the Cork Senior Hurling team, being named in this position, this role, a real honour. We don't want to forget that as well, coming into such a big season for you.
Yeah, it is a massive honour for myself and my club and my family and all that, of course. Obviously, we're disappointed Dara isn't able to, you know, line out at the weekend. But, you know, there's plenty of leaders within this group, so. You know, it's not a massive responsibility for myself because there's so many good fellas around me. But like that, I'm absolutely delighted to be leading this group going out on Sunday.
And that's the thing, this Cork panel, there's a lot of experienced players, there's a lot of young players that have come in as well. As captain and vice-captain, like, what's your role? I know they're all leaders in their own right, and they're leaders for their specific clubs, but do you say words before the game? Do you say words in the build-up to it, like, to get your chance to have in front of everyone?
Yeah, I suppose it's just a matter of, you know, making sure the standards are kept within the group. We have a good core group of fellas, probably... You know, a lot of them around my age, and then there's a good group from those under 20 teams that won All-Ireland as well. There's some fantastic leaders coming through in those and from those teams. Which, yeah, it's just a matter of, you know, if you see any standards slipping, that you call that out, or you make sure that your training is going right. If there's any, like, anything that needs to be changed and stuff like that. Of course, there's probably things throughout the week you might have to take a couple of meetings with the players and stuff like that and say a few words then before going out onto the field. But like that, there's plenty of lads who kind of share that workload. And obviously, Dara's not playing, but he's doing a lot of that as well still. Like, so there's plenty of fellas around to do it.
10 years in the Cork senior jersey, I mean, that's a fantastic achievement. I mean, in the modern day intercounty hurling, you see guys getting injured. Dara's a prime example already coming into a Munster final. Has it gone by in the blink of an eye, or sometimes you have to pinch yourself because you are one of the most experienced guys on the panel and your voice carries weight? But 10 years, it's a long time, man.
It is, and you're right, it's gone by in a blink of an eye. Like, you know, you spend... I don't know, you nearly just see yourself as the young fella for a long time, and all of a sudden you're, you know, pushing on 40 or 50 appearances in the championship. And but yeah, look, it obviously takes a lot to play 1 year into county, but once you're enjoying it, to be honest, it's easy enough to come in here and be training in Park Equiva and stuff like that, and you know, you'd want to love it, but I do.
Yeah. You've played under a lot of managers as well, obviously before Pat Ryan as well. You spoke about knowing Ben before he came in. You knew the kind of message that he would give, his work with the under-20s and with other clubs. He's been very true to himself. He is, as you see him on camera and off camera. I know you know that. But what's different this year? I mean, the players seem to be empowered a lot. You're allowed to, you talk, not that you're allowed, but you're empowered to talk to the media when the time comes. He puts an awful lot of trust in the players, not that other managers didn't. But is there a discernible difference in how he goes about his business compared to other managers in your time?
Not a whole pile. I think he obviously every manager's message is that you want to go out and win every game, and Ben just speaks that, to be fair. You know, he keeps his words short and sweet, and he just straight to the point. But that's kind of it. And like you mentioned, trust there, like, there's, you have to build a trust between management and players and stuff like that. And you know, I'm sure if we weren't getting results, that trust mightn't be as much. So that's kind of earned. But yeah, like I said, he just wants us to go out and give everything and try and win every game, and he says that both in the media and to us inside, it's the same message. Like, so that's kind of it.
But you can see it, Mark, because you can see, like, that year the way you are off the field as well. Like, you're honest, you're open about things. He talks about work rate, he talks about effort. Yeah. He's not interested in the individual. We saw it here last day against Clare, a clear example of that. The subs that came on, Shane Kingston, Damien Callahan stepping into the full back role. It is a full squad effort, and everyone seems to be treated the same way, and like, the results prove positive of that.
Yeah, well, I think we play a game plan, and we all know that game plan, and after that, it's just a matter of all he expects from us is to go out and work hard. And it's very easy to be honest about that then, whether it's in the media or around the place. Like, you can just go out and say, look, all we want from our players and from this squad is go out and work their socks off, and that's all you can do. So yeah,
Limerick, again. You've met them so many times and said the same to your manager. I mean, when you're coming into such a big game, it's a Munster final. How difficult is it to prepare mentally? Physically, you'll be on point. Obviously, it's going to be a huge physical battle on the day itself. But the mentality side of the game is not often talked about. But with this Cork team, been to two All-Ireland finals, one in Munster, National League, you're on a good run. What's the mentality and how do you prepare mentally just before a huge game with so much pressure on you coming into it?
I suppose mentally you just have to kind of really just go into your preparation. Like, it's easy to get up for the big games. Like, you're playing in front of 40,000-50,000 people down here in Parky Kiev. If you're not getting, if that doesn't get you excited, you know, you're in the wrong sport and you're probably doing the wrong thing. So you kind of have to remember that sometimes, of course, it's difficult to come out and, you know, after a long day's work and come in training and be at 100% every single night. That can be difficult. But once you kind of get here, you're around a good group of lads and it's very easy to kind of reset and kind of snap into that kind of high performance environment. So that's kind of it, and making sure that once you're away from it, you probably do have to switch off and keep yourself fresh and go away and do whatever it is you enjoy doing outside of hurling and not getting completely absorbed by it. But once you come in here, it's 100% focus and you're fully committed, because if you're not, you're kind of coming in, you're wasting your time, you don't get much out of it. But yeah, it's easy to kind of click into that high performance zone when you're once you come in the doors here and you're around all the lads.
It's a question I asked Ben before, so can you switch off? You've experience of switching off, but for the younger players, there's so much hype around the Cork senior hurling panel at the moment. Not an easy thing to do either.
It's not, and especially, like I always say, social media. Like, you'll be scrolling and Twitter or whatever, and something can pop up, and it's easy, especially for young fellas. You know, like, this is all new to a lot of them in the last maybe 2 years, and it's all a lot of positive stuff, which is easy to get sucked into. But I suppose we've been around long enough now. There's plenty of negatives there as well, and you realise after a while that, like, all that noise is just noise, and whether it's good or bad, it's going to affect you. You know, it's going to affect your performance. So it's very important to just be able to switch off and try and avoid that as much as possible.
How much would it mean to you to lift the trophy on the day and win a Munster Championship, win a Munster medal? I know you've got medals in your pocket already, but for this group, especially for the younger lads that mightn't necessarily have won a senior medal before, what would that? It's a huge challenge, obviously, and Limerick are going to bring it, and it's going to take a mammoth effort. I'm not suggesting it won't. Manifesting and trying to lift the trophy going into the All-Ireland Championship, how much a boost would that be?
That'd be unbelievable, but like you said, it's going to be a mammoth task, and we're under no illusions that we're playing Joe Limerick, who are setting the standard for the last 10 years. But for me personally, it'd be a massive honour, especially leading up the group. It's something you always dream of, is lifting trophies for Cork, so to have the opportunity to even do that is very special. But like that, your career goes by so fast, and we were saying it a while ago, I'm 10 years in now, and you don't have a bucket load of medals at all. Like, these opportunities don't come around at all. So while you're playing and while you're in this environment, you want to pick up as many trophies and as many medals as you can. You know, you'll be retired for long enough looking back at this, and you want to try and make the most of the opportunity and win as much as you can.
Just finally, music that booms out of that dressing room after the matches. As a vice captain and as acting captain now, have you any say in what's played, and are there some people that you would prefer not playing music in?
I wouldn't be left near that speaker now for love nor money. No, we have a few fellas who fancy themselves as DJs there. Brian Hayes there would be one fellow who fancies himself. Tim O'Mahony as well would be another fellow. So.
And are they acid host garage music, or do they know themselves?
I'd say they don't include themselves, to be honest. A bit of everything. I don't know, I leave them at it anyway, and you know, it creates a good old buzz there before the games and even after the games. It's nice when you win a game to come in and try on the speaker and just have a bit of a laugh, because they're special moments as well, and that's what you do it for, really, those kind of memories in the dressing room.
All the best in the Munster final. Best
appreciate
luck, buddy.
It. Thanks very much. The Big Red Bench. Game on. Saturday and Sunday from 6 p.m.